Captain Hidalgo swiveled in his chair and looked up at the photograph hanging on his office wall. There were two men in the picture, one a lieutenant and the other a corporal. They were posing, perhaps a little awkwardly, in front of an adobe fort. The lieutenant was a broad, square-headed man. His face, big nose, wide mouth, and eyebrows like scrubbing brushes, looked oddly unfinished, as if it had been carved by a sculptor who had got bored halfway through and given up. The corporal was younger. His hair was dark and his eyes shone with intelligence. He had a long straight nose, a pleasant mouth, and a chin which suggested either determination or stubbornness. The captain sighed. "When was that picture of us taken, Paco?" he asked. "June 1921, I think." Hidalgo turned to face his inspector. "1921," he repeated. 15 years ago. When we were young." He sighed again. "Still, they were great days, weren't they?" Paco, who was standing in the at-ease position, shifted his weight slightly. "Great days. Do you really think so?" "But of course they were. What times we had in Morocco. What sights we saw. What things we did." A thin smile came to Paco's face. "Sometimes, when I hear you describing it with so much enthusiasm, I think we must have been in different armies," he said. "Different armies. What rubbish you can talk," Hidalgo snorted, missing the point. "Why, weren't you by my side all the way through the siege of Melilla? And thank God you were there, or I wouldn't be sitting behind this desk today. And I probably wouldn't be a policeman." "You'd always have been a policeman, whether you'd met me or not," Hidalgo told him. "You were born to be a policeman." He clasped his big hands together. "Yes, I still miss Morocco," he confessed. "Life was a lot less complex than it is here. For a start, you always knew who your enemies were." He paused. "Now, tell me about this new murder of yours." Paco filled him in on the details. "It's almost certainly a domestic case," he said, when he reached the end. Hidalgo raised his scrubbing brush eyebrows a fraction of an inch. "Isn't it rather early in the investigation to be making such an assumption?" Paco shrugged. "What else could it be but a domestic? If it had been political, she'd have been shot, not strangled. Sexual, and she'd have been naked, or at least had her clothes disarranged. Robbery, and the murderer would have taken her purse, even though it only contained small change." The captain nodded. "Very well, treat it as a domestic killing. But keep me informed of developments." He reached across his desk for the stack of papers he had been putting off dealing with. "That will be all, Inspector." "How many men can I have for this investigation, sir?" Paco asked. "Fat Felipe was with you in the park, wasn't he?"
"Yes."
"Then use him."
"And the rest of the team?"
"There is no rest," Hidalgo said.
"But sir,
if it's as simple as you claim, two men should be enough to wrap it up."
"I don't even know the girl's name," Paco protested.
"Are you saying you can't solve this case without a bigger team?" Hidalgo asked challengingly. "If so, perhaps I'd better put another investigator on too."
"I can solve it," Paco interrupted, "but it could take days. Now, if you'd give me just a couple more men."
Hidalgo's eyebrows rose again, this time in an annoyance, which was not far from anger. "The department is stretched to the bloody limit," he said. He picked up the sheaf of documents and shook them in the direction of his inspector.
"Do you know what all these are?" he demanded.
"Case notes on political murders. We have to investigate each and every one of them, even though we know they're random killings, so there's no chance of making an arrest. And you want more men. Joda, Inspector, you should be kissing my ass for even giving you Fat Felipe."